Good morning. It's Monday, July 8th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A Florida man is suing the South Carolina Department of Transportation and Kia Motors in response to an accident last May that resulted in the death of his wife and two children. According to the state news, Josh Stanley is suing for mental anguish, loss of support and companionship, and lost wages after the Kia Soul his wife was driving struck an alligator on I-95 in Orangeburg County, causing the vehicle to swerve and hit a tree. Stanley is suing the SCDOT for not having fencing designed to keep wildlife off the road and for not removing trees in the median. He's suing the auto manufacturer over the design of the family's 2011 Kia Soul, which he says lacked an emergency unlocking feature that would have allowed for escape from the vehicle, and that it wasn't adequately designed to prevent fire from starting in the first place. Authorities say a South Carolina sheriff's deputy who threw away a wallet that was evidence in a drug case has been demoted and suspended for 8 hours. The drug case was also dismissed after West Arflin, who was then a master deputy in Greenville County, was captured on surveillance video. The sheriff's office started an investigation after a defense attorney noted evidence in reports was not in the evidence room. Danny Mullinax was arrested last June. Deputies said he was near a backpack containing methamphetamine, marijuana, cash, two handguns, and drug paraphernalia. Reports say officers also took a wallet with two IDs. Mullinax's lawyer said he should have had a chance to know who that other person's ID belonged to. Officials from the Federal Aviation Administration and the South Carolina Aeronautics Commission are looking to crack down on illegal charter flights. According to the Post and Courier, both agencies are in talks to find more effective ways to track down illegal charter operators that use private aircraft for commercial use, which skirt regulations and risk the safety of passengers flying to and from South Carolina. The meeting was part of a larger national effort to crack down on backroom operations that offer commercial flights while ignoring federal standards that are in place to maintain flight safety. Such flights have attracted clients willing to pay to skip commercial airport lines, overhead luggage bins, and cramped seating, but according to attorneys, at the cost of subpar aircraft and pilots. A spokesman for the South Carolina Department of Education says State Superintendent Molly Spearman is very concerned after recent no-confidence votes were made against the heads of the state's two governor's schools. According to the Greenville News, faculty at the Governor's School for Science and Mathematics in Hartsville voted no confidence in President Hector Flores on June 3rd, saying they had no confidence in Flores' ability to lead the public boarding school for the academically gifted. Faculty at the Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities had taken a similar no-confidence vote against the Greenville School's president, Cedric Adderley, just 3 months earlier. The votes are not part of a formal process requiring actions at the schools, and they are not directly related. Each of the two-year public boarding schools is governed by its own board of directors and receives more than $23 million in combined annual funding from the South Carolina legislature. Some South Carolina state senators are returning to Columbia to discuss their version of a bill to overhaul the state's education system. An education subcommittee meets at 10 this morning to discuss the massive bill. They met a dozen times during this year's legislative session to discuss the bill. The group's agenda says senators will talk about what to do with underperforming schools and school districts, as well as charter schools. Senate President Harvey Peeler says he expects the full Senate to debate the bill soon after lawmakers return for the 2020 session in January. The House passed its own version of the education reform bill, and Governor Henry McMaster unsuccessfully urged the Senate to finish its work before the session ended in May. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.